This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The stage is set for the fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Over 17.7 crore voters, including 8.97 crore male and 8.73 crore female voters, are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Besides the voting for single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and 28 legislative assembly seats of Odisha will be held tomorrow. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the budget for the ST community has been increased manifold than the previous Congress government. Addressing a rally in Hooghly, West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi said students from the ST community have also been provided with scholarships. He added that the teachers' recruitment scam in the state has maligned the reputation of West Bengal. Mr. Modi will address another public meeting in Howrah. Earlier, he also held two public meetings at Jagaddal of Bairakpur Lok Sabha constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, many senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties campaigned in the state today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the media center of the party in Varanasi. He also took stock of the preparations related to the roadshow of senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi tomorrow. Preparations are in full swing in Varanasi for the nomination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the constituency on Tuesday. Later, Amit Shah addressed a political rally in the Kaushambi constituency. He campaigned in Raibareli and Gonda constituencies also. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra started her campaign today from Harchandpur area in Raibareli constituency. She said that whatever development has taken place in Raibareli is because of Congress. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political rally in favour of INDI Alliance candidate Tanuj Punia in Barabanki. He later campaigned in Mohanlal Ganj and Lucknow constituencies. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out on May 9th at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kgs to 13.7 kgs and reduce the production time by 60%. Nepal's legendary mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa made history today by breaking his own record for the highest number of ascents of Mount Everest as he scaled the world's highest peak for the 29th time. According to Rakesh Gurung, director at the Tourism Department in the Nepalese Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation, the 54-year-old veteran climber reached the 8,849-meter peak at 7:25 a.m. local time. The expedition was organized by the Seven Summit Treks and had 20 climbers. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Akshar Patel, captaining DC in place of Rishabh Pant, won the toss and opted to bowl first. RCB posted 187 for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Rajat Patidar's half-century and Will Jack's with 41 of 29 helped RCB to reach defendable total. For Delhi, Akshar Patel played a fighting knock of 57 of 39 balls. Gujarat Titans will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.